welcome to City Corner, a weekly show on KYUK focusing on Bethel City Hall. I'm Christine Trudeau. Bethel's Finance Committee Chair, John Cochran, is here this week to talk about the tax code rewrite currently on the City Council's agenda.
I'm John Cochran. Moved to Bethel about 5 years ago and moved up here from Salt Lake City, Utah to run the Wells Fargo Bank here in town.
You have a bit of a background with community service in Bethel, having only been here for 5 years.
When I first got here, I was all by myself. I had to wait about 6 months for my wife and my family to come up because the river was frozen, and I have a lot of children, no furniture, no barge, no family. So easiest thing to do was to get involved and jump in and start doing things. That first winter that I was here, four or five people died due to exposure. So we got a group of people together and started the Bethel Winter House, which is our seasonal homeless shelter. And I've been heavily involved with that as well as various other things ever since.
And what got you involved with being on the finance committee and then eventually serving as the chair of the finance committee?
In working with the bank, I interact with people from the city quite a bit, and I found out that there were a lot of vacancies that a lot of times they couldn't even get a quorum together when they were meeting. So I was asked to volunteer, and I brought a unique skill set that I thought would be helpful to the committee. And fortunately, since that point, we got some great volunteers and have had a very active committee.
So with regards to the tax code rewrite, this is something that's been in the works for some time. Can you tell me a bit about how that started and why?
I can tell you about how it came to us. They were having a lot of problem with the existing tax code. There's a lot of areas of the code that are very unclear, a lot of areas that are very hard to enforce that they know that tax should be due, but the mechanism for enforcing it or the clarity to where everybody can read it and know exactly what it applies to wasn't really there. The existing code is very flawed. As they looked at various ways and as the city attorney looked at various ways to try to fix the existing code, it became obvious that it was easier just to start from scratch. They took 10 different cities around Alaska and took a look at their codes and tried to sort of merge ours with sort of the best of what everybody had to offer. It was presented to us over a year ago, and it was basically our job to go through it line by line and find what made sense and make corrections, eliminate things where they didn't make sense, and that's what we've been doing. We've met about 18, 19 times since then.
So we understand the why a bit more. So what about the how? How is it going to affect most people?
Well, honestly, it'll be fairly seamless for most of the citizens of Bethel. The tax rate isn't changing. It's still a 6% sales tax. It's not a tax increase or anything like that. What it does do is clarify some things about who should be paying, how it should be collected. It really makes the code more enforceable. There are a lot of entities or groups that may have owed tax under the old code, but it was rather ambiguous, so it was hard to collect or enforce that. So we're basically trying to take out a lot of the loopholes and making sure that everybody's paying their fair share. We live in a town that it's almost impossible to have a property tax or anything like that, and it's very expensive to run the city, and while none of us like taxes, it is a necessary evil to make sure we can provide the services that we all require.
Mm-hmm. During People to Be Heard at the last city council meeting, you spoke, and I think we were having a little bit of a technical glitch on that, and we didn't quite get everything. You want to just kind of tell us what you mentioned and what you spoke about?
I spoke a few times, so I'm not quite sure exactly which time you're talking about.
The first time, I think, was the one that got cut off.
But we talked a little bit about the taxes that nonprofits are paying. Currently, the way nonprofits are being taxed is on 6% of their gross receipts. Unfortunately, they don't actually make their gross receipts. They have to award prizes. And so at the end of the day, the effective tax rate on the money they were bringing in at the end of the night was over 20%. And these are nonprofit organizations. These are the people that are providing a lot of the services in Bethel that the city can't provide. And so part of our goal was to try to get them a little bit of a relief. They're perfectly willing to pay tax, But to get that tax to a sort of a more equal level, we found out in researching it, and one of the things I spoke about to council is that they've thought over all these years that it was a sales tax. Everybody thought they were paying sales tax, but it's actually a fee under the business license code. So even though it happened to be at that same 6% rate, it gives us the opportunity to go in and make some adjustments without affecting everybody else's sales tax and to sort of give them a relief and bring their effective tax rate closer in line with what the average citizens are paying as well.
I'm Christine Trudeau, and my guest is Bethel's Finance Committee Chair, John Cochran. You're listening to a conversation we had last Friday at KYUK Studios. Some of the other feedback that was mentioned, I think, from the public that spoke was just about the length, I guess, of the rewrite. Did you have any comments on that?
No, it is a fairly long code. However, I looked at some of the other codes that we referenced, and while the codes may have been shorter, the appendixes that had to explain the codes were longer. I think that the code, when the city attorney wrote the code, she was trying to make it extremely clear. And so she included more language to clarify certain points that had been brought up along the way. We've had, like I said, 18 or 19 different meetings, and those meetings have all been public. They've all been posted, and various members of the public have attended, private citizens, business owners, attorneys, real estate agents, even nonprofits, and have had the opportunity to participate in the process. And so some of the length of the code has been to address specific concerns or make sure that the intent is extremely clear.
I think some people had brought up also, if I'm understanding this correctly, and please jump in, it was a question about gasoline for the units they rent. And I think that somehow they are getting taxed twice. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, I can explain the different viewpoints on it.
That would be helpful. Yeah.
And I don't necessarily have an opinion myself. I can tell you that in the landlord's view, they have to keep their buildings heated, obviously, whether someone's renting or not. It's going to freeze up, so they're protecting their asset. They feel like when they go down to Crowley or wherever they go to buy their fuel, they're paying sales tax. And so when they come back and they charge rent and they include fuel in the cost of the rent, they feel that that portion of the fuel that they're selling, they shouldn't have to remit the sales tax back to the city because they've already remitted that tax at the pump. That's the landlord's view on it. The other point of view on it is it's a cost of doing business that they're not actually reselling the fuel to the tenant. They have to put the fuel in whether there's a tenant there or not. The amount of the fuel fluctuates from month to month, so it's really hard to tell how much fuel that person used. You're dealing with sort of an ambiguous number. So there's two points of view on it. And honestly, I haven't heard enough argument either way to sway my personal opinion. In the code, the group consensus was to leave it taxable, and we've left it up to council. We're not a regulatory body. We make recommendations, and it's up to council from here to make their determination on that.
You mentioned gaming and nonprofits and changing that up a bit. There seemed to be some differing opinions that were represented at the last meeting. Did you want to give people a sort of a recap of both of those sides?
You know, the only I heard a differing opinion from Mayor Rob, who seemed to mention that he felt that nonprofits should be taxed at the same rate as individuals are paying with sales tax. But it's not a sales tax that they pay. It's actually a fee. And effectively, they're not being taxed at that rate. They're being taxed much higher. I understand that his opinion is different. I just don't see the numbers behind it. It doesn't make sense to me. But perhaps that's something he'll further explain as we deliberate.
As you guys move forward in the process, so this has been held until the next council meeting to discuss further before any action's been made. If people have questions, if people have concerns that they want to make known to the Finance Committee, what's the best way for them to do that?
We do post all of our meetings on the city website 6 days in advance. In fact, we just posted a special meeting for Thursday of next week for us to discuss amongst ourselves some of the issues that were brought up so that if council has questions for us, We, you know, have our stuff together. We've got our data and we can answer them. This has been over a year-long process. So council starting from scratch might ask us a question about something we covered a year and a half ago. So we're going to be meeting, and all of our meetings are open. We have people to be heard, just like city council. We're always willing to answer questions and even to allow members of the public to participate. That is really the best way. Look at the city website, watch for those meetings. We meet typically once a month like any other committee, but in handling this, it's typically been about every other week. So,
yeah. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about in relation to the tax code rewrite?
I just want to thank all the members of the committee, past and present. There's been a lot of employees in the city finance department and a lot of members of the committee that terms have actually expired while they were a part of our committee. So a lot of people have put really hard work into this. That doesn't mean it's perfect. You know, we're not legal experts by far, but we did have a lot of people in the finance industry. We did have legal advice through this whole prospect. And we looked at everything very carefully and weighed what is the impact on the people, what is the impact on the business, what is the impact on the city, and tried to find the balance in there. And so I hope that the end product is something that will be better for everybody.
Well, thank you so much for joining me for City Corner.
Thank you very much.
You have been listening to the Bethel Finance Committee Chair, John Cochran, on City Corner. You can hear City Corner every Monday. Got general questions about what's going on in City Hall? You can submit them anonymously by emailing news@kyuk.org. I'm Christine Trudeau, and thanks for listening to City Corner on KYUK.